What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour. Fist pump time on the fan cam. Getting it here on Twitch, YouTube as well. The Odyssey app. And, of course, Odyssey. The radio. Here for Sean and RJ Choppy out on vacation. We have our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, who was at the Ford Center last night for Cowboys practice in Frisco.
Did you say radio? Did you know it's National Radio Day, Sean? Happy National Radio Day.
I saw Peyton's tweet.
Yep, it's blowing up. Happy National Radio Day, guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com is brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. How many gambler episodes are you in?
I've seen five, I think. I believe I'm at five, yeah.
Okay, I'm at about the same point.
But I had to restart it, so I saw one and two last night because my wife wants to watch it now. So now I'm going backwards again, which is still awesome, though, because there's a lot of stuff I needed to kind of see again.
And that is perfect for us. So we've just been covering one and two this morning. So just give us your observations, surprises, just sum it up, one and two.
I look at it from a different lens a little bit just because I'm in the middle of doing another documentary right now.
Oh,
so you kind of understand.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you. You understand footage and rights and all that kind of stuff. And so what's blown me away is the fact that I didn't know there was more footage that I hadn't seen about this Cowboys team from that era. And it's just been really amazing. You know, I've seen a Sam Donaldson interview, but not the behind-the-scenes shots and some of that kind of stuff. So Michael Irvin's entire party when he was drafted, it's just been really cool to see all the digging that was done because, you know, I grew up in that era, and when they were winning championships, I've seen all the videos. But I didn't know – there's just a lot of footage that I hadn't seen. So that's the biggest takeaway for me was that just how well-researched this documentary is.
Were the Landry optics worse than the actual Landry move, considering the state of the team and Michael Irvin at least suggesting that he had kind of lost it?
Yes. I mean, I obviously there's no easy way to do it, you know, and he's recognized that. He said it. I mean, I'm a little surprised that they didn't use the quote that I have seen in another documentary that he goes, if I had to grade myself on that, I would have got an F. Because he did say that in a press conference about how he handled the Landry situation. And he said it now. I mean, like, you know, he's as stubborn as anybody, and we all know that, and I think there's a player that knows that here. But he has said it for the last, 35, 40 years? I mean, he said he made a mistake. I mean, he has admitted that as much as anybody could admit it. And so, you know, that's kind of where...
But the mistake
Not handling it with grace, I believe. Not handling the iconic person that Tom Landry was, and maybe handling it different, not flying out to go get him and find him and firing him that way. Maybe figuring out a role in the organization, something.
Or a restaurant that wasn't his favorite.
yeah. You know, do a little more research there too. And it didn't look good. And as somebody that has got tons of family from Arkansas, and I've lived there,
oh, yeah.
I can tell you the view for people in Texas and from Arkansas is different. So he is viewed differently. But I have parents that grew up and still live in Texarkana, where there's a street that divides the state. You can go to this restaurant on the right or this restaurant on the left. You're in a different state.
Wow.
And they get treated differently. Arkansas and Texas are just viewed differently. And there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So him coming in, I mean, he was an unbelievable, you know, figure, but also an outsider. So I thought Netflix has done a really, really good job of portraying it so far, though.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that stands out to me, we were talking to Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com, who also has another documentary coming out Thursday on Joe Avezzano. Nick, you're welcome. When you look at the way this is set up, and this has just kind of been my impression through two episodes, and I've kind of always thought this, but it's kind of being driven home here watching it again. I think they might have always had an expiration date. Like you watch the way how combustible it was and how everything was just kind of held together. Like the way it even came together was almost miraculous. But holding that together seems like it was always going to be a really impossible task, to where, you know, maybe a little softening of that is to say, you know what, it probably went about as long as it went. Maybe it could have gone one more, but I don't know if it could have gone much more than that.
Are you talking about Jimmy Johnson and Jerry? I mean,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Is I kind of gone a little bit more like their relationship together?
Yeah, like they basically that was always going. That was it. Feels like it was almost doomed to go only about 5-6 years.
Yeah, you know, every time when I think about the Jerry-Jimmy situation, I always go back to quotes that I've seen Jimmy say several times, is he's never worked in a place longer than really 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, Fox, different scenario, obviously, and a lot less, you know, stress, I would imagine, than coaching. But when he was talking about coaching, he had never really been in a place more than 5 years. And so, you know,
I did leave that, Nick, sorry to interrupt. I did leave that with a little bit more sympathy and understanding for Jerry. Jimmy was defiant and disrespectful and outright flirting with other organizations while at the Super Bowl getting ready for the big game.
Yeah, that was so weird, to the fact that they're up there on the stage talking about that kind of stuff in the middle of a press conference. But insulting
each other. Like, these aren't Jason Garrett generic answers. He's sitting next to Jimmy, and Bob Costas said, Jerry, you told Frank DeFore that anyone could do this. Can't respond. Yeah. And Jimmy's sitting right next to him. They're asking Jimmy on the podium, like, hey, what do you think of these other teams? And he's not shutting it down. Like, outright just, I mean, I miss that media.
So here's another thing. When we did this interview or the documentary for Coach Joe Avezzano, we went down to Miami. We interviewed Jimmy, and so and we were, you know, getting set up and all that. You know, Jimmy said he would do it at noon, and then at 11:15, he was like, "You guys ready?" You know, we weren't. But the good thing was, he just sat there with a beer, and he was like, "Nick, did I ever tell you the time?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, this is like Christmas. Go, you know, anything you want, let's talk." And he actually mentioned the story of what happened with Jimmy and the toast. And I know that's a little further on in the documentary, maybe.
Yeah.
But as far as the point where, you know, there was a toast in Jacksonville and no one raised their glass. Well, Jimmy pointed out there were three or four former employees there that had recently been fired. And so they weren't raising a toast either. And Jimmy was very awkward with raising a toast in front of three or four other Cowboy and personnel that had been let go. And so it wasn't just defiant. It was more, this is little, you know, this isn't the right time of everything. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to praise you in front of my guys that just got canned.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just poor timing there. And then all of a sudden, you know, it didn't go over well, you know, for different reasons, but that was what, you know, Jimmy, but the good thing is that you know, they have hashed it out. And I believe, yes, egos are always going to be there. But, you know, what I do like is I heard that some of the things that, you know, Jerry has said is, hey, I was okay because I knew I had Jimmy Johnson. You know, we had Jimmy Johnson. And, you know, when he's made that comment, he'll be worth 5 first-round picks and 5 Heisman Trophy winners and all that. You know, it sounds so crazy, but it was worth it, you know. It really was. It was worth it.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. They just won too early, in my opinion. The success came too early. If they had gone through 7, 8, what's that, Nick?
Not to me. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. You know, I dealt with all of it. So
yeah.
I thought it was one of the greatest moments for me. It really was. It was one of the greatest moments of my, you know, lifetime to have the Cowboys win back-to-back Super Bowls when I was in high school. But just, you know, I was just a huge fan, and I know how much it meant to everyone. And, you know.
Well, I'm just saying it was too early for their relationship because they're like, this is easy. Yeah. You know, and then like we start fighting. I'm a genius because I hired you, and I'm a genius because I went from college here. And I just thought if they had, I'm not saying it should be different, but if they had maybe 3 more years of this, they were tight through the struggle. They were tight through the struggle of it. If they had maybe like 3 or 4 more years to be like, this is freaking hard. Maybe you relish the struggle a little bit more versus, you know, it happening pretty fast. Just a guess.
Right.
Who knows? You're older, you're wiser, you're more mature.
Fair. Yeah.
Who came up with the Herschel deal?
It sounded like maybe Tex Ram.
Yeah. All right.
You know? But again, I think both things can be true. You know, I think you can talk about it. You know, like, you know, Tex said, we should maybe trade Herschel. Like, really? Yeah. You know, I kind of thought about that too. And someone has a conversation with this coach and he said, maybe you should do that. And then you kind of bring it to meetings and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing it. And, you know, just because Jerry's on the phone for 3 hours talking to the Vikings or Jimmy or whatever, you feel like you're in it. But I think they both, you know, I think they both did it. I mean, I really do. I think they both had a big part of it. And, you know, how dumb was that for the Vikings? But, you know, when you look at it, and because it was funny, one of the guys that was cut, I believe they cut Isaac Holt also.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely came back and played. Now, I'm not 100% sure how that all went down, but he was one of the trade members, but he was a big part of the team for 3 or 4 years. But yeah, I mean, just the way it was structured. Wow, you know, Minnesota made a lot of mistakes there, but it was huge for the Cowboys. I would give them both credit for that.
Nick Eatman joining us here from DallasCowboys.com. Nick, Micah Parsons was present at practice yesterday in his chair that he had posted up on the sideline, just a few feet from Stephen Jones. Adam Schefter yesterday had said on 2 different spots he believes they're heading for a divorce. Your thoughts just in general on where the Micah thing stands and if your confidence level has shifted at all on them getting a deal done before the season?
Well, my deadline has been passed. I thought this August 19th was my deadline for this. So it didn't work out. I still think, you know, I mean, obviously it could. I just don't believe they're headed for divorce. I don't understand if Micah Parsons is going to sit there, practice with the jersey on and all this thing. I just don't think is he going to miss games? I'm not buying that part. And so, okay. So you just play it out through, but headed for a divorce. I mean, we got 2 years of this at least.
What do you mean 2 years?
Well, he got 2 seasons, right? This season, they can tag him.
They can. I think Schefter's speculating he plays this year out, they tag him and trade him in next offseason.
Okay. I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, that's fine. He thinks that way. He's obviously listened to certain people, and he's got a lot of people that he chats with. But for me, I don't think that's happened. I'll be shocked if there's not a deal done before the season. I think they had a handshake deal. Now they got somebody's feelings got hurt or whatever. But I think they weren't far off from what it sounds like for what you know. It sounds like they were pretty close to what that needs to be now to still be the highest paid.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, non-quarterback. Since then, I think T.J. Watt has signed, but you're still not that far away. I just think once everyone's agenda gets to the right spot, I think that they'll get it done. I still think a deal will be done before he plays against Philly.
Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it. We'll talk on Friday.
All right. See you guys.
There he is. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's try to salvage some hope from Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone. Joining us on the home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, right after this.
Here's the pitch. Runner goes. And that one's hit high and deep to center field. Back goes Carter. He's at the wall. And that is gone. Wow, that's over the hitter's backdrop. A massive home run for Bobby Witt Jr.
And that ended it. Last sign on your home for Rangers baseball. They will do it again today on DFW Sports Station. Choppy out on vacay golfing in Michigan. It's Sean and Bobby along with Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone. Brought to you by Granger for the ones who get it done. On the road with us from KC. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
I've been better.
Yeah.
I've been better.
How's team morale?
You know, it's okay. You know, that's kind of, you know, I take that on personally as it's kind of my job to keep it as good as I can. You know, it's not something that's easy to do, you know, because players are, Big league players are smart. They're not dumb. You can't go in and Tony Robbins them and think, oh, yeah, they'll buy everything you say. You've got to kind of do it in an organic and a natural way. But, you know, the one thing they know that I have bringing to the table, I've been here. I've been in these situations. throughout my career, I've been in every situation you can be in, winning, losing, on the cusp. And the one thing I know and the experience I have is you just keep playing. You keep playing this game, and there's no woe is me. You know, we've had a tough stretch, so, you know, we're getting to the end of this. No, you keep playing this game. You never know what's going to happen. Obviously, we put ourselves in a tough position. You know, we came out of the break and rattled off 8-1 at home, and we're off to a great start, putting us in a great position for a push. And lately we've fallen on some tough times. We haven't hit when we needed to hit. We haven't pitched when we needed to pitch. And we've kind of backed ourselves into a corner, but this isn't a time to wave the white flag. It's the time to keep playing this game. And that's the only way I know how to do it.
Brett, I feel like this question you're talking about right now is one of the bigger sports psychology questions that has existed over the years of just like when a team is struggling, how much do you potentially really beat them down, for lack of a better term, of just like, hey, guys, you got to be better, versus try to maybe uplift them a little bit, but then you're worried about the risk of, well, are they taking this seriously enough? How do you balance that dynamic when you're trying to keep these players engaged?
No, absolutely. That's all about managing people, and that's personalities, and that's knowing the type of team you have, the who's on that roster, what kind of personality do they have. How will they respond to tough love? How, you know, some guys need tough love, some guys need a hug, like you were mentioning. So there's a balance. It's a high wire act on who you're engaging with, how you're engaging with them. And I think it's just, you know, it's life and it's dealing with people. It's no different in the sports world than dealing with a company. You know, when you're the CEO and you've got to get the best out of your employees, you don't give the same speech to every employee because they're not going to respond. Way, you know, certain guys will respond to that tough love and certain guys, you know, kind of go into a shell. So you have to kind of balance that, and it's team to team and it's personality to personality. I've developed relationships with these guys, and I've the one thing that players see through is if you're BSing them, you know, so that I never do that. I always look on the positive side of things. I never want to be negative about anything, but I'm also a realist. I'm not going to sit there and tell them it's sunny when it's raining. And they know that. So it's that fine line that you got to walk and you've got to be able to maneuver it. And I do the best job I can. And the bottom line is my message is, and because this is true. And I said it at the opening, and I continue to say, we got to keep playing this game. You know, we have a rough road trip. We had a rough homestand. Well, that doesn't mean it's over. That means you play. There's anything could happen. You know, we're in a tough position now, but anything could happen. We went 8-1 before. We can go 8-1 right now. And now you're back in a position. Well, way, if this happens, we got a chance to get in there. So that's my message at this point. You know, we got a little less than 6 weeks to go.
Ranger City
coach.
I was just saying, Ranger City coach Brett Boone joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Brett, sorry, go ahead and finish that.
No, so we've got a little less than 6 weeks to go. You know, we'll talk in a couple weeks and see where we are. But as of right now, you know, my message today is keep playing this damn game and keep sticking to them every night. It hasn't been fun, but we've got to turn this thing around right now.
You know, the other aspect of that I find interesting, because you're talking about all the relationships and things that you do, but you're also saying like, hey, sure, God, these guys are professionals. They understand. How much of when these things happen, are you saying to yourself, hey, I'm going to help as much as I can, but there is some limitations. I also need some player leadership here. I need some other guys in the clubhouse to step up and kind of take the reins as a player leader to get these guys on track.
Absolutely. There's always a pecking order, and there's always so much, you know, I played for a lot of managers and a lot of coaches. At the end of the day, the players move the needle. The players win games and the players lose games. The players, lead that dugout every single day. We can do so much. And that's why I say all the time, you know, I laugh at our players when they ask me a question, Booney, can we hit early on the field? I said, well, you know, and I'll tease and I'll say, well, I don't feel like getting the field ready. Obviously, I'm kidding, but I look at him. I said, listen, here's my experience. The player's always right. You're the player. I'm the background player. I'm not getting, as a coach, I don't get you to the playoffs. You get me to the playoffs. So if you want to hit early, damn it, we're hitting early. I have suggestions here and there. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it's the players in that dugout that bring it on the field. And there's only so much that coaches can do. We do our best to do it. And if we can have a little bit of a positive impact on them, I think we're doing our jobs. But at the end of the day, you know, players win and players lose. When we're raking and we're scoring and we're getting 15 hits, that makes me feel proud as a hitting coach that lives with these guys. But I know at the end of the day, I can look in the mirror and say, you know, it wasn't me out there hitting. It was them. It was them. So, yeah, players always move the needle.
Who have been some of those leaders who have tried to step up vocally and get guys going?
Well, that's another tough position to be put in. You know, you got to have a feel for your team, for your teammates, and it's not always the vocal leadership. You know, it might be a little statement here, or a little statement there, but it's more of how they go about their business on the field. That's how the great leaders that I played with throughout my career did it. It wasn't that they were rah-rah, get up on their soapbox and make a speech. It was how they came to the ballpark, had to every day, their attitude and how they went about playing. That's what true leaders do, not the guys that make a great speech. You know, I've been on teams where, yeah, we call this big meeting and everybody gets on their soapbox, has a great speech, and we all leave. And, you know, half the guys roll their eyes and it's like, whatever, bud. And we go out and there's no difference. But sometimes there are some guys that step up and say something that's really valid and really at the right time. Picking the right time, right spot to say the right thing is kind of a skill. And there are guys here that definitely have that skill set. And, you know, we try to give the players their time. You know, we spend a lot of time with them throughout the day. But we also try to give the players their space and to let them do what they've got to do as players in that clubhouse. You know, we're always separated a little bit. We got our coach's room. We got the playoff room. The cage is a public spot. That dugout, we're all together. But we try to give them their time to kind of, because sometimes it's the players. They just got to get together and work it out amongst themselves and say the right thing at the right time. Not an easy thing to do, but there's definitely guys in that clubhouse with that skill set. So hopefully that's going on when we're not around. You know, when we have a team flight, all the players are in the back. You know, they got their own section. That's a time to kind of get down and really have some heart-to-heart talks with one another you know, find out, hey, how are we going to do this without the coaches, without the skipper, without management being around? I mean, that's where it comes. That's the nuts and bolts of it. It's that player to player. Let's find what's left in the tank and let's put it to them.
Brett, you know, when we were talking about players kind of clicking in place last night, obviously not a great performance at the plate for a few guys, but in recent days, we have seen Wyatt Langford have a couple of good games in a row. Corey Seager kind of breaking out of a mini slump that he was in. Simeon had some good at-bats over the weekend. Is that kind of the core of what you're leaning on right now? Is, hey, those three guys kind of are three big bats right there. We're really going to lean on them to kind of find their stride here.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at a Corey Seager and his not a rap sheet, but his body of work, and it speaks for itself. Marcus Simeon just had a tremendous career, a veteran out there. Wyatt's a young up and coming player. Evan Carter, you know, he's 22 years old, but he's starting to swing the bat right now a little bit. So, you know, you're going to look to the Seagers and the Simeons of the world, obviously, because they have the tenure down there. And on the pitching side, you're going to look to the DeGroms. You're going to look to the Nathan Eovaldis, the guys to step up and have something to say. Those are the guys that have been there, done that, got it done in the postseason, as a lot of these guys have, you know, on the position side. But it's a Simeon-Seager thing for me. I mean, these guys are the guys with the biggest resume down there and have played the longest and have seen the most and have the most experience. So it's tough for a young guy like a Wyatt Langford and an Evan Carter to step to the forefront in a leadership role when they're so early into their career. So, yeah, I would look to the guys with the tenure.
Great stuff as always, boss. We really appreciate it. Class act. Go and get one today.
Guys, thank you very much.
He is Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone joining us. Brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
That wasn't too bad. I should know better.
He's the man.
He is. He is.
He doesn't have to do this.
Bro. No.
He doesn't have to do this. It seems like, but again, that message, that's the big challenge it has to be in coaching. Preaching the same thing every single day. And then like, it's like with us, we have to talk about the Micah thing in as many different ways as possible because you get sick of it and just got to play the game. Okay. Obviously we know just got to play the game, but really that is like the best, most steady baseline advice.
You know, it's like yesterday, you're clowning me a little bit for saying it just made me miss Jason Garrett a little bit watching the wall 2.0. But I will say that is something that players would routinely tell you about Jason's message. It became a droning thing for fans of trust the process. Never get too high, never get too low.
Yeah.
But like the players used to, like whenever they would talk about that, they would say, you don't understand how hard it is to keep that level whenever it's bad or
it's
good.
It's like the number one best piece of advice. It's also just like the same piece of advice you're going to hear over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, which is honestly had kind of becomes the goal for some people. Belichick is a lot that way. Where Belichick, it's like, yeah, it's droning on and on. Well, that's what I want it to be. I want it to basically become a repetitive thing that's just like muscle memory for you that's like, yeah, we're doing this. Because I don't want you to go emotional and get too high and get too low. That's where volatility comes into
play. What is not repetitive are the crosstalks with the KNC Masterpiece. You never know what is going to happen. And Kevin Hagelin actually got a Tolo vote for being the funniest in the crosstalk room. Find out why that is not true next on Sean and RJ. But let me go ahead and build your next catering order for that group that you want to reward or that party you're going to have or that wedding where you're going to celebrate at Hurtado Barbecue and HurtadoBBQ.com/catering. They got pickup, delivery, and full service options. Let's go with the Mijo. All right, that's going to be your choice of two meats and two sides. The Poppy, three meats and two sides. Or the Jefe, your choice of four meats and two sides. Fantastic value, especially with where food costs are today. Go and check it out. And then you can pick brisket and ribs. You can go pulled pork, one of the two different types of sausage. You can go chicken and turkey, hatch mac and cheese, tater tot casserole, the ranch potato salad that people are raving about, or that classic Mexican street corn. And do not forget about the tres leches banana pudding for dessert. I would set up the catering at the brand new state-of-the-art facility with the best bourbon program in barbecue. That's the Farmers Market location in Dallas on Harwood, now delivering to the entire city. You can go Fort Worth, Mansfield, Arlington as well, but tell them Sean for the Fans sent you to the official barbecue of the Texas Rangers, HurtadoBBQ.com/catering, and now hiring at Hurtado. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here on Sean and Bobby. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Corey, what's coming up this morning?
We do have Bruce Bochy today at 12:30. And Kevin said it earlier, and I agree. I wish they would have won so we could have a better conversation.
Yeah, how's his mood gone?
I don't know. Man, sometimes he's in a good mood. Sometimes he's joking around, and then sometimes it sounds like he wants to jump off the top of a building. And you're just like, oh no! But he's been pretty steady with us. We've also been out at the ballpark a couple times interviewing him, but he's been pretty steady. I feel bad for him, man. That offense is just atrocious. And what's he supposed to do?
Ask him.
Put Cole Wynn back out of the second inning.
Ask him if his walks are getting longer these days. Have you guys read his book?
He actually talked about that one day, and he goes, I know it looks painful, but it doesn't hurt when I walk.
Well, no, like, so we did this on the show. The Athletic did a whole profile piece on him. Walking is like his thing.
Yes.
And he wrote about, like, I know that he wrote a book about it, like,
I did
6 years
ago.
He said he makes most of his lineup decisions while walking, like just going for a walk and thinking, and it clears his head.
And that would make sense if they're longer now because of how much you have to think about.
That's what you should add. Just be so like, hey, have you missed your walks? Is maybe that part of the problem? Do you think you need to change up the walk?
Have you guys gotten any sense from him that he's
possibility means you have a chance.
passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Leaving, have you asked if this is it?
I have a couple of questions today that might lead him in that direction. Like, but not asked him. We've avoided that, but as I told you guys yesterday, that was one loss away from waving the white flag, and now I have done it. I'm sorry.
Wearing the white shirt.
Yep, wearing the white shirt, waving the white flag.
Yesterday did it.
That was it. It was this road trip. Was the 7-game road trip, was the stint. I was like, okay, they need a certain record, and they're already below the record, so we're done.
You know, it's too bad we weren't interviewing Jerry today, because we could ask the question as if something was already fact, and we would be like, is this a tough season, especially since it's your last season? And he would just answer it as if, well, I guess everybody already knows that. So,
speaking of Jerry, how much Gambler have you watched?
I've seen the first 2 episodes.
Perfect.
I finished it yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Woo! I felt that it was a challenge by Kevin.
Finished earlier than you.
I finished first a lot, all right?
my God.
It's a race. Kevin had said I would finish it by 3:00 in the morning on yesterday, and I felt that it was a challenge. So I just sat down and watched every scene. And my daughter doesn't care to talk to me anymore because she's got a friend on her iPad, and my son is sick, and then my oldest has a girlfriend, and my wife was just like, hey, I got work to do. I was like, awesome. None of y'all care about me? I'll just do this.
Yeah.
That sounds depressing. Yeah. You said it.
But, you know, today's a new day.
But I am proud of you for finishing the document.
Yes. Yeah. It was not 80-20. I did not feel that it was 80-20.
Last present?
Yeah. I just felt like it was so much last past stuff. But there was a question that I wanted answered that I didn't get.
I'll tell it to you.
The question was, they asked Jerry, in your own words, what happened to the Dallas Cowboys? And then they end the episode and they never answer that. Mm. And I don't know if they answered it in the credits or something,
it's
but
like a Sopranos ending.
I would have loved to have heard that answer, because
that's a great answer.
Yeah. So, but I thought it was really good.
Well, we should ask him that the first interview of the year.
Yes.
See if it really goes sideways right out of the jump.
Yeah.
Well, let's all answer it.
What's he going to do? Threaten to fire you again?
Yeah, that's right.
Give me the exact wording. What was it again?
What happened to the Dallas Cowboys?
In your words, what happened to the Dallas Cowboys? And it kind of, I think the timing is like right after the third Super Bowl. And it starts to fall apart. It all starts to crumble. Right around the Michael Irvin episode is, I think, when this is.
If you're talking specifically about that core, what happened to them, it was too much instability, and they lost the adult. They lost the discipline.
No, like, the that answer, was it was. Like, 96 on.
Yeah,
to hear what happened.
I think that's valid. That what he's saying is pretty valid. They didn't have...
Who was the adult?
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Jimmy was the adult, and Barry was not going to be that kind of guy.
Barry was pouring their shots.
Yeah,
they
but
were
there's you're going to get to this. The amount of love for Barry.
Oh my gosh,
that
you're
surprised
right.
me.
Yes,
that surprised me to hear so many guys vouch for Barry.
Even from Aikman?
Not him.
Okay.
After Barry accused him of being a racist, that was it.
I've had a couple. So. A lot of guys don't want to talk about it on the record. So, like, whenever I've talked to different 90s players or stuff, and I'll ask them if we're doing Cowboys crosstalk or whatever, I'll ask them a similar question when we're off the air. The vast majority of them will say they liked Barry more. Like, as a dude, they liked him more than they liked Jimmy.
Yeah.
But there's like, yeah, but we loved winning, and Jimmy was better for winning. Yeah. So we loved Jimmy.
This man cared about us. Man, his way of showing cared us he cared winning. About us, yeah, was winning.
All right, so then after that.
So, I mean, that's the thing, is that what happened to the Dallas Cowboys is so bright, because, like, you would argue, I'm sure Jerry's argument would be nothing. We are still the Dallas Cowboys. We are the Cowboys. That's what we are. This, right. The fact that we still carry our name 30 years later is why we are the Dallas. Nothing has happened to
what
us.
What happened to the titles?
So, you know what I've
bad,
been?
Bad drafting for several years puts you in a hole, and then in the last 10 years, it's just been...
What's your point?
It hasn't clicked yet with your quarterback.
You just said in the last 10 years. I'd be curious how you guys would break down this 30 years, because I know everyone talks about like 30 years without a title, and I'm guilty of this as well.
You want to break it down by coach?
I mean, maybe as if it's all the same. Like, do you go up to like the loss in 07 and then you separate it into a different period? Like, how do you chop that up?
96 to 13 was the era where things were not being done properly.
And since then,
14 on, I think they like, I think the way that I think starting in about 2014 when it was Will taking over the draft and doing everything that they've done.
They have a different focus.
I think it's just I think the way they operate isn't inherently wrong. I think their structure, their organizational structure, is a good way to do it. It's just it hasn't worked for them yet, and they still don't spend enough in free agency.
Yeah, that was 98, 99 was the line from Troy where he says, you know, Jerry was learning the business on my time. He decided he's going to throw himself into being the real GM of this thing,
yeah,
and making all these decisions. And it was my career and my time that he messed up.
I don't know what all they cover in this thing. They 97, 98, that whole era was awful for this football team. Not just even the stuff of like what was going on in the football field, but I mean, you had all the different things like Switzer getting arrested in the airport, Irvin and his case, Mark Tuanay dying right after retirement. Like, there were so many things that went wrong that just like devastated the organization that I think that sent them into kind of a spiral.
What are your takeaways from the first two episodes?
It's all right. It's very well made, but like, it's just, it kind of reminds me of the Mr. McMahon documentary. I was really excited to watch it. It's a fun watch, but there's not really too much in there I didn't know.
Right.
And just based off of all the controversy Bobby was just talking about, I heard Jerry Jones gets off pretty scot-free down the stretch in this documentary where they don't really dive into any of his off-the-field concerns, just the players and whatnot, which is interesting. That's a choice.
Yeah, but what else did you think of the first two episodes?
Is there something I'm supposed to think in particular?
I didn't know there's something in particular.
I didn't remember Tom Landry, surprise, a parade any? For because I was so young. I didn't remember a parade.
True. I was excited. I thought that was Super Bowl footage that they were showing, and then they were like, nope, that's his retirement parade.
It was VHS.
I really wish we could have followed up, and this is something I've always wanted to see. Follow up with every single one of those people who was like, I'll never cheer for the Cowboys again. Like, I just wanted to see them like 5 years later if they were at the parade or whatever. I will tell you this. The tease at the end of episode 2 is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, like, they just advanced to the NFC Championship game, and you hear a voice, and you know it's Jerry Rice, and he goes, and the Cowboys, they're not going to win that game. And then you zoom in and he sits down in the chair and I was like, oh, yes, we are. And yeah. So I'm like excited that. To see that episode.
I didn't realize, I knew the Cowboys were not winning with Landry's final years, but Michael saying that, you know, and others saying names were being forgotten.
I have heard that.
And he walked in the locker room and said, let's just keep it close against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I did not know that. I did not know they went to Landry's favorite Mexican restaurant, which I really don't blame them for.
Yeah.
It's either no doubt intentionally cruel or just no way you could have known that.
They just wanted crispy tacos.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was the second one. Maybe I'm being naive about that and they really did know. But
I don't think they'd be that cruel.
I just think the fact that the next day of the press conference, but he's like, yeah, I told Jerry at 3 a.m. we're not coming. We were eating Mexican. And he winks at it. It was like, okay, well, then that's just like no awareness trying to joke about
that's
it
like
already.
The flame dying out. Jerry's going,
yeah. That's Jerry, yeah. though, right?
Yeah. They showed sad Tech Schramm when Jerry's like, I want his
job.
Yeah.
That
was
guy
so
right there,
sad.
Taking his job.
Fired the trumpet.
So sad about.
They fired the trumpet player and the PA boys.
Yes.
Everyone got wiped out.
Here's one thing I've never known. And I don't know that, I mean, Tom Landry's no longer alive, so I don't know where we're going to get this. True. How did, when Jerry talked to him, what did Tom Landry do? Did he just go, okay?
He said he got emotional.
Did he?
But that for
did
him.
Did he try and punch him?
Could just be like,
okay.
Yeah. No. I don't know what he did.
Do you guys agree?
Do you know?
Cried, no, I just right? was about to, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say anything because Sean would probably say it's unlikable, so I'm not going to say it. I'll say it during the break.
You're going to say it about Tom?
I'm going to say just the impression I was left with about how the whole thing. It felt a little bit like, well, he's not going to follow me to Austin. I'll go to Austin. He can't fire me from an Austin.
And then he did.
And then he traveled to Austin.
You trying to say Ted Cruz did?
They literally were talking. They were answering calls that morning going, Tom doesn't know anything. Hasn't been fired yet. We all still have jobs. And they're like, Tom Landry's hopped on a plane and left the town.
That was a lot of information from that lady answering the phone.
Yeah, like, imagine that, like, last year, people going like, hey, does McCarthy still have his job? And them answering the calls at the switchboard and giving you an answer. Yeah.
But do you all agree that Jerry was dealing with Nico hate times?
Yeah.
Times what? Let me ask that. Fill in the blank.
It's different
times
because
what?
We didn't have social media, but it felt more personal because of the letters, the calls, the face-to-face interactions.
Yeah.
It was
because that's
it
like
was
comparing
insane.
Landry to Luka.
Yeah.
So it's just so hard to
and
say.
Then you
right
trade
now.
Herschel.
So yes. it's if Nico then would have traded Kyrie this offseason and just be like, bye, you can go too.
If in 36 years the Mavericks have won 3 championships with Cooper Flagg and everyone is still mad, then I'll think it's comparable. But like, people are still mad to this day, even though it was the right thing to do. That is proven by what happened. People are still mad to this day. That was the other thing I was a little disappointed by. I thought
proven by Jimmy's winning.
Yeah, that's true. I thought they really glossed over the Herschel Walker trade. There's a great 30 for 30 short, the great trade robbery about that I thought was phenomenal here. I thought they were just like,
you don't think they gave enough to it?
No, because I thought they were like, oh yeah, we got 5 picks, 5 players, and so we're ready to rock and roll. Like, I would really like to be like, this was this.
Well, this is so last.
You just said there was a 30 for 30 on it. They already won out.
It's so last dancey with the game footage. They got to get all this game footage in. Yeah.
Yes, and they have amazing still photos as well. Like I said, it's very similar to Mr. McMahon, where I can see where it'll be exceedingly popular.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that people in the Metroplex probably
totally
are aware
agree.
Of.
It's getting
Steve Berline
reviews.
Still thinks he's better than Troy Aikman.
Dude, that Steve Berline stuff was really fun.
That's what a lot of the beat was talking about yesterday. It was like, ooh, Berline still seems to think he is a better football player than Troy Aikman today.
Absolutely. That is what I took from that as well.
We're back tomorrow morning, the hump day edition of the KNC Masterpiece, next on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.